All right, so this is going to be for tomorrow. It's going to be Tuesday, April 15th, 2014. So for part A, we're going to work on some strength. It's going to be back squats, 3x8, supersetting with strict pull-ups, 3x8. So with this one, I mean, we've been increasing the reps usually every week on this one. So here for the strict pull-ups, it's going to be a little bit more difficult. Big thing is just trying to look for band usage, making sure it's not too hard, not too heavy, just about right, but where they can keep most of the reps unbroken. So part B workout's going to be a 10-to-1 ladder. So the first movement's going to be a push press, second movement's going to be a toe to bar, knees to elbow, kipping knee raises, or we could do sit-ups, but we're going to double the number of reps for sit-ups. So basically it'll be 20, 18, 16 all the way down to 2. Third movement, it's going to be burpees. You can scale it down to no push-up burpees or even the step-down burpees. So scale accordingly. Should be it for the 10-to-1 ladder. Probably give about maybe 5 to 10 minutes to have people warmed up and find some good weights with a push press. Also, take some time for them if anybody's going to be doing toes to bar, kind of work on that kip and find that rhythm right before the workout. For part C, I got some ab work, so did some mobility today with everybody, so should be good on that. First 20 seconds, we're going to do Tabata. First 20 seconds is going to be flutter kicks. So with that, just making sure shoulders, feet off the ground, obviously, and kind of give them a challenge to keep the hands away from underneath the butt. So even on the floor, on their stomach, whatever, just kind of make it a bit more challenging. So 20 seconds of flutter kicks. So the second 20 seconds right after the break will be a reverse plank. So with the reverse plank, just kind of spread eagle with the arms and the legs, keeping the shoulders off the ground, maintaining that good reverse plank position. A good way to scale, they can actually bring their hands to the sides of their bodies. Pretty much it. Otherwise, if you wanted to scale down to planking from the elbows, from the hands, definitely doable. So let me know if you have any questions. That should be it for tomorrow.